time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
Brewers fall to the Marlins 2-0 at American Family Field. They don't lose any ground in the race for the NL Central, though. The Cubs also lost. So the magic number, I don't know if we're allowed to talk magic numbers yet.
No, we can. We're mid-September.
All right, 13.
My prohibition of that was just I couldn't do the math.
Okay.
So if you came up with the right number,
I got 13.
Okay.
Day baseball today. Brewers and Marlins. Our coverage starts at 12:40. First pitch just after 1 right here on WTMJ.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
He gets on base a lot. Paco, do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold with us live this morning.
If he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good?
Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, can we start with the news of your predecessor, David Stearns, getting that job in New York, which was probably a shock to no one. But I know you guys have a good relationship, and I know you're happy for him.
Yeah, I certainly am. I've seen the reports. I mean, I can't really comment on anything until...
Oh, yeah, shoot, I forgot. There's all that weird baseball stuff, right? Because everybody knows this is happening, but you can't say because somebody else didn't say and somebody didn't sign something somewhere. So, okay, put it in whatever terms you need to.
Well, I will say, you know, David is as good as it gets. You know, he's just a great teammate and a guy that I respect a ton. And, you know, whatever ends up happening here for him, I'm super excited for him because he really is such a good person and he did so much for me and my family and this entire team and our entire community, honestly.
All right. So is there a dry erase board in your office and does it have a magic number on it that you look at every day and erase and rewrite every day?
No.
Is no. Eric's math right? He came up with 13 today. Does that sound right to you?
It sounds close enough. Yeah, I mean we're following the games. I don't know if we're following the magic number, but we're, you know, whether it's, you know, before our game, if you know the games that are important to us around the league are on, you know, we usually have them on the clubhouse and everybody's cheering in all directions, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, this time of year is great. You know, it really the whole season is fun, but when it comes down to getting into the playoffs, you know, we're all locked in together and watching them and having a lot of fun with it.
How much can you have an influence on what happens here now down the stretch, Matt, with how things have changed in terms of being able to build out the roster for the postseason and things like that? I know it's different this year than it's been in seasons prior. So what more can you do for this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, what we have in our organization is whatever is eligible for the playoffs. And so that's going to be the key for us and just keeping those guys healthy and ready to go and then making sure we're locked in on the guys that are rehabbing, making sure that the guys are staying fresh, if they're available in the first round, maybe even the second round, what the rotation looks like, all that good stuff. It's stuff that we're still working through.
There's no way you have a fantasy football team, is there?
I do not. My son does, and I'm a senior advisor for him.
Senior advisor? Were you in? Did you sit by him during his draft?
Oh yeah, they had a blast. I mean, I think one of his little buddies, I think somebody took 3 kickers in the first 5 rounds or something. I mean, it was it was an interesting draft when you watch 11-year-olds on a fantasy team.
Did you guys share that look like when he made that other pick and you're looking at your son being like, "Oh, dude, that's a bad pick." No.
Well, he's looking at me for advice, and I'm like, buddy, I don't know really honestly a lot of these players, and he was picking 4th, and I didn't know who they were, so I said, man, I'm not going to really help you here, sorry.
Are you able to share his team name with us?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I can. It's related to farts. That's what I'm
all right.
Good of enough. Course it is. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold, appreciate it, Matt.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Afternoon baseball today at American Family Field. Brewers and Marlins in the rubber match. 7:49. Tauscher next.
Oh, yeah, we got trivia. Trivia with Tausch.
Do we?
Yes.
I thought we punted on trivia.
No, Pancake's taking care of it today.
No Brandon today, so Brandon usually does trivia. So you're up to it, Pancake?
We'll see.
We will find out.
Intriguing. Trivia today with Tausch. I need a player. Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Old National Bank, get old. 855-616-1620. We'll take caller number 5 for trivia with Tausch next.